Welcome to Geek, the podcast that is everything you need if all you need is nerdy goodness. Every week, my co-host Luke and I discuss something to do with geek fandom. This week, Suicide Squad. Hi, and welcome back to Geek. My name is Alex, and with me, as always, is my co-host Luke. Say hi, Luke.
Hello.
What have you been doing over the past, a week?
I have been working on the first draft of a very important essay.
Mm-hmm.
A very important essay.
A very important essay.
Yes. Like, if I don't do good, I'll fail the grade and have to join your grade.
Well, that's...
So, yeah, it's pretty important.
So, it's
pretty difficult to fail it.
It's about your computer, right?
Well, my personal project, like the process of it and stuff. But since I haven't finished it, it's a bit difficult to write it.
Yeah. Well,
so I wrote as much as I could, and yeah, my graphics card still isn't there yet.
Of course not. Should have just bought a new one.
I don't have $500 to just throw out for a new thing.
Yeah, but how much is it costing for them to fix it?
It's free for me.
Oh,
because it's under warranty 3 years.
Yeah, good.
So you're just saying buy a new one, wait till that one's back, and have two.
Yeah, super graphics.
Well, I'll have to, yeah.
You done anything, like, play any games or anything recently?
A bit of CSGO.
Yeah?
Yep, that's really it. Just two competitive games.
Mm. Okay.
I finally won one, because it's really awful now. The teams, they don't talk, they don't communicate, they don't listen.
Mm.
So, yeah.
It is a game about communication.
Yep, so even though we lose, I'm still the top scorer in the game, because I'm carrying the whole team. So, yeah.
Yeah, is that it?
Pretty much. I've been working a lot, so yeah. I don't have time to play.
Well, for me, aside from all the boring school stuff, I've played a bit of Sotor. I did a few heroics, and I'm going to be taking my character through... I didn't play Sotor last week. I'm going to be taking my character through Chapter 2, and there's a Flashpoint series that I have to complete. And, I also played a bunch of Space Engineers. I designed a super sweet ship.
Yep, and I agree with that.
Maybe
Alex is just being biased. It's
maybe
true.
I'm going to post something on the blog about it, because I like to talk about stuff. Might do a bit of an in-depth post.
Yeah, or maybe you can set up your own YouTube channel.
I could. I'd like to do that, actually. That might... something if I had... I guess XSplit works, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. What else? I also played a bit of Battlefront.
Oh yeah, I did too.
Yeah.
It was extremely boring.
I didn't do that much. I just played a few rounds of Heroes versus Villains. Which
really?
Was very
we
fun.
Could not get into anything apart from Walker Assault, and that was like after 15 minutes.
I got into Heroes versus Villains, and it was pretty fun, actually. I got to play as every hero and villain except for Boba Fett.
Well, the worst one to be would be the Emperor, probably.
No, I've played the Emperor, and he isn't that great. Except I did win the whole game that round.
Well,
and
there was this
dude who was all like, wow, guys, I just killed Han Solo and Luke Skywalker. And I was like, you want a medal? And he's like, what's that? And I was like, sarcasm. And he left the game.
I saw one of the best clips from Battlefront.
Mm-hmm.
He's driving a TIE fighter.
Piloting.
Yep, he's trying to strafe Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls up and just smashes him with the bottom of his ship and kills him.
Have you seen the
and
one...
And it was a really great turn, because he was upside down, strafing, and then pulls up right before hitting the ground and just bangs him.
Have you seen the clip, there's a vine, right, where Luke Skywalker runs up a hill, force pushes a snowtrooper flies, hits a TIE fighter crashes into the ground and blows up. So great. Yeah, I love... Some of the things you can do are really cool. I've seen some really nice videos where they seem to have, like, somehow frozen the map, right?
Mm.
They're flying around. They're, like, kind of, like, the camera's moving around and looking at all, like, the freeze frames of people, like, blowing up and stuff, and it's really, really cool. It was on Jakku, too, which is, you know, the best map.
Yeah, but I find it really boring, generally.
Mm.
And, like, how someone you get just destroys me from across the map, because there's no really ranking.
You know what I did play, though? I did play Undertale. Not Undertale. I want to play Undertale. I've been thinking a lot about Undertale. We played a bit of Unturned.
Oh, yeah.
And that was... There was a new update.
Helicopters,
planes.
And then the previous update was...
You know what I did?
Mode.
Like, so a friend's brother He was, he stole a plane from me and Sam, previous guest Sam. So what we did was, we pulled out our most heavy machine guns, we shot it.
Were you, plane. Like, on a private server?
No, it was just a server, but they're admins on the server somehow. So, like,
so they could spawn stuff in?
Yeah, so they spawn planes. We got a bunch of the cool stuff. So they were flying, he was flying up, right? And we just got our guns out and shot him, and he blew up midair.
I wish I could have connected. I was trying to connect, and it just would not load in.
That's sad. All right, should we get right into our topic of the day?
Well, three things.
Two things. Three?
Well, Rainbow Six.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. So let's, we'll only spend about, I don't know, 5 to 10 minutes on each. So let's first talk
about the main topic.
The Suicide Squad trailer?
Yes.
So.
Great music.
Fantastic.
It made so much sense in the beginning.
Because Bohemian Rhapsody is the craziest song. Like, it's all sad and stuff at the beginning. It changes to, like, kind of crazy in the middle, you know.
Yeah.
And then it goes hard rock, which I love. And I thought it fit so well with the trailer. Like, I saw it in, like, the 5 minute break in between a lesson. So everyone gathered on my computer who was a fan of, like, comics and stuff.
People.
No, there were like 7 around. And like we all watched this trailer and we were all laughing and stuff. And on my watch, Mark was like texting me and he's like, "Oh my gosh, the Queen music is so great." Because he was watching it too. In the other side of the school.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I just have no idea who like half the people are.
Well, you've got the screaming guy at the beginning. That's Captain Boomerang.
No idea who that is.
He's an Australian who likes to fight with boomerangs.
I could put that together.
The
fire guy.
The fire guy is El Diablo. And he uses fire.
Really?
You know who the girl is, right? It's obvious. It's Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
It's the Joker. And then
Crocodile Man.
Killer Croc.
And then the Katana girl.
Katana.
And then the witch.
Enchantress.
Yeah, and then other people.
And Deadshot and other stuff.
Yeah, Deadshot. He was also an Arrow, wasn't he?
Yeah, but different actor. And
I
they
know,
have,
but like based on the
they can't use Deadshot anymore because of that. Because of Suicide Squad movie.
Really?
Yeah. Like in the first time you see the Suicide Squad, you can actually see the back of Harley Quinn's head in Arrow, right? If she says something like, "I'm a therapist," or something, "need counseling," because Harley Quinn is a therapist.
It sounds like she needs therapy.
The Joker drives her insane. And I think a part of the trailer was, you know how the Joker's jumping into that vat and he's got Harley Quinn in there too? I think that's the origin. We're going
to
see the origin.
Because I heard he manipulated her into being what he wanted to and then pushed her in that and made her evil.
Yeah. That's pretty much the origin. There's a really great episode of the original Batman animated series. We've got a cat who's just kind of relaxing.
Snuggled up in a jacket.
Very cute. What else? I think the villain will be Enchantress.
No idea that is.
The witch lady.
Oh, really? I thought she was part of their team.
Yeah, but I think she's going to be the villain because, I don't know. Or
the
maybe
effects around
her
were really awful. Like, it looked like...
I think it was pretty good.
No, well, like, it made her look awful.
Oh,
like stink rays.
Yeah.
Things.
Sure. Enchantress? I don't know anything about Enchantress or El Diablo. I know Captain Boomerang is a Flash villain. Harley Quinn is a Batman villain. Batman is in the movie.
He is?
Yeah. In the... You know how they're in that limo? No, Lambo. You know, Joker's Lambo? The Batman is on it in the other trailer. Batman's riding on it. And I...
Who's he with them, then?
What do you mean?
Like, why do they want to create...
The Suicide Squad?
Yeah.
So that they can... the reason they have the Suicide Squad is so that they can send them out to do missions, like Black Ops missions, basically. And if something goes wrong, they can say it was the villains. They're villains.
But how do they know they'd, like, come back?
Bombs in the head.
Oh, they did that, too.
Yeah. What else?
Didn't they prove in Arrow that the ones in the head weren't good? The ones in the spine, my bad. Because he just cut out.
Shrapnel got dead. Remember?
Yeah, no, but he cut one out of
the
guy's neck and threw it out.
Yeah, but... Oh, well. What else? Is there anything else you want to mention? I think it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. Mm. And we're going to see Katana's powers, like, you know, you
saw to the dead.
Yeah. And then, oh, I'm so excited for this movie. And you see that rainbow explosion toward the end?
What?
There was, like, a big, like, explosion that looked like a rainbow. It was kind of weird. Yeah.
That's a bit odd.
It's going to be a crazy movie, and I'm super excited for it.
Mm.
I'm definitely more excited for Suicide Squad than I am for Batman v Superman.
Yeah, well, I'm not looking forward to that at all.
Yeah, I don't think Zack Snyder is right for the DC Universe. The director. I don't understand why Warner Bros. Wants to keep him. Oh, well. I like how Marvel uses different directors a lot. You know? Jon Favreau. I forget the guy who did Incredible Hulk. I forget the guy who did the others. The Russo brothers for Captain America 2. Some other people. Joss Whedon. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this movie a lot. Like, it's just basically under Deadpool for me. And then it's Civil War, Batman v Superman. These are superhero movies because I'm most excited for Rogue One.
Yeah.
Oh no, I think it's on level with Deadpool. And there was a great Deadpool viral clip released over the last week, right? Where he's making fun of Australians and Australia Day, so I thoroughly enjoyed that. Pointless condescending hate towards New Zealand. So let's move on to the second big topic. Do you remember what it is?
Yeah.
Do you want to say it?
You can.
Star Wars Episode 8 delayed 7 months.
It's awful.
I understand it. I think I'm kind of glad that they're doing that because that means they won't rush it now. They'll take the time to put real effort into some of the characters like Rey, Finn, Poe, Phasma, Kylo, Hux.
Yeah, maybe Phasma can actually do something.
Yeah, they've said that they're going to definitely be expanding her role a lot. I think she'll be the Darth Vader of the next film, even.
Do you think she might become a good guy in the end, then, too?
No. No way.
No, I meant, like, in Episode 9.
No way. Nah. Really? She's dead. I think she's dead at the end of the next film. They can't go another film without killing off another villain. They've got to have at least a minor victory.
Yeah, they might kill Kylo Ren.
No, I think they're leaving Kylo Ren until the end. They wouldn't have killed Kylo Ren off. Especially because he's Ben Solo. Again, spoilers are off the table.
Or do you think he's going to become the good guy?
Kylo?
And kill?
I think... I don't know, because then it's like literally a carbon copy of the original trilogy if the bad guy's redeemed at the end.
Well, I mean, so far it's been a pretty big copy.
Yeah, but that was just J.J. Abrams' thing. He was like, it's an homage. It's what he wanted it to be. And it's his movie. There are rumors are that they're just expanding more roles, and that they're actually going to make Star Wars a Christmas time event, like the Hobbit films were. You know, the Hobbit films would come out just before Christmas. The Hunger Games films come out just a little bit before Christmas.
So they can make more profit.
Yeah, because what other movies are launching then? Avatar 2 was actually pushed back.
They delayed it because of that.
Yeah, to whenever they. Who cares about Avatar 2? No one.
I would have watched it anyway, even if Star Wars was in cinema at the same time.
I would have watched Star Wars a few times then, because I don't care about Avatar 2, the thing is. No one cares. Because, like, I saw an article that's like, unfortunately, the delay to Star Wars has pushed back the long-awaited sequel. No one's talking about Avatar except the director.
Yeah. And the cast.
No.
No.
Not even the cast.
They're just doing it for the money.
Yeah, it's literally a giant paycheck. It is the most money-grossing film of the universe or whatever.
So far.
Yeah.
Star Wars is getting...
I don't think it'll catch it.
Which is actually a shame because it was so much more hyped, Avatar.
What was?
Star Wars was so much more hyped than Avatar.
Yeah, but Avatar kind of was like...
Different.
Yeah, cause it's like... people saw it on the first weekend and then they're like, hey, everybody should go see this, it's crazy. So the next weekend, basically the same amount of people went to see it. And it kind of fell by very little because it was such a new thing. That's why Avatar was exciting. But all in all, I think the characters are boring. The story's kind of boring. But it was just a CGI world, which was so cool. But I don't really care about Avatar 2.
Yeah, most people don't.
But I think all the better to Star Wars. I'm super excited for Episode 8.
What about Rogue One?
Rogue One is super... I'm more excited for 8 than Rogue One. Cute cat. But Rogue One is super close because I love the idea, the premise. Yeah.
I still think they should make an Old Republic.
Well, yeah, but they've got the Han Solo movie after Episode 8 and then 9, and then who knows? Then everything's off the table.
Well, they definitely get my ticket if they made Old Republic ones.
Yeah, when I'm a famous director, I'll do that. I'll make that movie
for
you.
Yeah, but then I better get free tickets.
Yeah, you can come to the premiere.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, Rainbow Six Siege.
They released they didn't.
You tell me the story because I just heard about it.
They're going to release a new DLC called Black Ice.
There was ice baby. Okay, I'll stop. Yeah. Copyright.
Yeah, so there's going to be one new map.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem, just one.
Yeah.
New characters. I know two so far. One was called Frost, I think. The other one was called Buck. So Frost had
Bucky.
Like. No. You'll understand when I explain him.
Okay, yeah.
So, Frost had, like, a trap. A mechanical, like, bear trap type
thing. Bear trap, yeah.
Like, a bear trap. And since it's mechanical... Yeah, since it's mechanical, people are speculating you won't be able to detect it with that electric thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the camera that detects electricity things. I forgot what it was. And the EMP grenade.
Mm. So, won't be able to disable it.
Yeah, yeah, so it might make it more OP. Difficult to play. And apparently you can, like, place it on other stuff apart from floors. I've heard that. And then Buck is called Buck because he's got an underbarrel shotgun.
Yeah?
And it shoots, buckshot.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, when you said underbarrel, I thought, because in The Winter Soldier, speaking of Bucky, he does have, like, an AK or something, some kind of machine gun, and then he has, like, that attached
and it's just grenades. Yeah, a grenade launcher.
Yeah. It's underbarrel.
And the cool thing about how they're releasing it is everyone who has the game gets a DLC.
Mm.
So they get all the characters and the map, but the people who paid for the season pass get the characters for free straight away. Like, they don't have to pay for them.
You don't have to earn them with in-game currency or whatever.
So that kind of pays off, because then everyone's happy.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's... Who made... Who made Rainbow Six? Let me Google that.
Probably EA.
No, because... They just published it. That wouldn't be the thing EA did. EA would go, you gotta pay for it. And there are no... You got the season pass, well, then you don't have to pay for it, but you still gotta work for it. Okay, yeah. Rainbow...
So, now the problem is... There's going to be 12 maps, and unlike, games like CSGO, where you can choose what maps you want to play...
Oh, it's Ubisoft. What the hell?
Oh, shit. That's why it's so... Oh, yeah, right. Uplay. Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the reason why I forgot what I was saying now, because you interrupted me.
The reason why it's free?
No, the problem with the game, then, is there's 12 maps... But some of them just aren't as good as others. And everyone always wants to play the certain good maps.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get to vote on the next map. Like, you don't choose. It's all random.
Mm.
So the odds are you're going to end up with the bad map quite often.
Yeah.
So they want, you can choose the maps, or at least, vote for the game or something.
It's like how you put, your music on shuffle and you don't know what the next song is. And you
but
can't vote.
You only put good songs in your playlist.
Like, well, yeah, sure.
Well, you should.
What else? I think that's great, because more games, more companies need to realize that DLC is killing the industry.
Yeah.
That...
Like, unless it's a big DLC that actually gives a lot of stuff.
I would argue that... Well, I never paid for Knights of the Fallen Empire, because you just had to be a subscriber, so I technically paid for being a subscriber.
Yeah.
It added a whole bunch, and I think that was definitely a worth it.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to look at it, the DLC splits up the player base.
Oh yeah, because so it's like how in Battlefront, you could choose Play, and then Play Plus Battle of Jakku.
And so later the next DLCs are going to be like that.
Oh yeah, totally.
And like, for example, Battlefield.
Yeah.
You can play those DLC maps.
Mm.
So then there's less people playing in general. So it's good, because then the odds are you'd get, full games instantly.
Yeah. I think it's a little dumb that they gate the content like that. I think microtransactions and DLC need to die. The industry should stop pumping out unfinished, broken ass games.
Yay.
Arkham Knight. PC port.
Battlefront is also
broken. Battlefront isn't broken, it's just not a complete game.
It's really, honestly, it's so boring.
It's not that it's boring, it's just there's nothing fun, super fun about it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah, you don't have to think about it, you just shoot people. And the thing is, it's killing the games. They think, oh, we're getting more money because we're paying on DLC. But people who don't have the DLC stop playing.
Yeah, like me.
People who weren't subscribed in Sotor, my friends, they stopped playing because it was too slow, it was that and that and that. But that subscriber base, that's a completely different thing.
Because it's a free game.
It's like the same thing. People who get to 50, they stop playing. They don't buy, they don't subscribe and get Rise of the Cartel and Shadow of Revan. They don't get those. They just stop at 50 because you can't go anywhere. You can do operations, but you're severely under-geared, under-leveled. It's whatever.
But Sotor is a bit different because it is a free-to-play game.
Yeah. I think if I'm going to pay $60 for a game, I want $60 worth of content, not 20 Battlefront. Yeah.
I feel like in Battlefield the weapons are so unbalanced. You know how
we do the survival missions? You know how there was like a little interest cinematics? How cool would it have been if there were like a campaign? It looks great. Those are even entertaining. If they had a coherent story to follow through, it would have been so good.
Or at least like Battlefront 2 where you could like have a campaign and you just take over different planets. Yeah. You put your resources somewhere.
Galactic Conquest was amazing.
Pretty good, yeah.
I love that. I was just so bad much. At it. Yeah, it was so bad. But I loved playing it because it was like, oh, what planet should I take over? Should I take over Megiddo? Should I go to Kashyyyk? I think that Battlefront, I'm using Battlefront as an example here. I could say Call of Duty, which is. That's just not. Yeah. Hey, Finn, Call of Duty sucks. Or FIFA, which is just a money grabber, which is just updated reskin,
team lists every year.
Reskin, just change the faces of the guy and alter the stats a little bit.
And the hair looks even worse, honestly.
It looks like a bit of Play-Doh.
Yeah, or some frozen spaghetti.
The big companies, EA, I don't think Valve is as bad as other companies. Microsoft, EA, Microsoft, and some others,
Ubisoft,
they just need to realize that DLC and first day one DLC especially is terrible. You know what that is, right? Game is released and immediately you get like there's the Red Hood mission thing for Arkham Knight immediately, day one. You can buy that immediately. It's dumb. It ruins games nowadays, and there might... People have speculated there's going to be a... You know how there was that game? Another crash. Yeah.
Because it's just flooded by shit games.
Yeah, and maybe that's what they need so that we can stop using stupid DLC. There's my rant.
And stop porting stuff.
Oh, yeah. Arkham Knight. Gosh. Anyway, that's my rant. I think I'm done.
Yep.
Yeah. So, where can we find you, Luke?
You can find me on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter at Luke's Tech TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
And if you want to complain to me about how Battlefront is actually worth $60, you can find me on Twitter at MixUpPixels.
Yep.
And MixUpPixels, I should have said. And I will be getting XSplit for my computer, and I might be streaming some stuff.
Please don't Sotor.
I might play a little Sotor. I'll do probably just a PvP Sotor. Maybe some Space Engineers. I'd love to do Unturned. If my friends were okay with it, I'd do it.
I would, obviously. You'd have the great mic quality of me. That's what you should do, you know? Have another mic in there where you can, like, record.
Patreon money. Should we set up a Patreon? Tell us. Yes. No.
Not that anyone ever answers to our podcast.
No, of course not. No. Speaking of, I should check my email. No, don't even
There's
bother.
There's no point. You'll just
where can we find us?
You can find us at, you know, our website.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Geekpodcast.com.
Geek-podcast.com.
Geek-podcast.com.
And our email address at feedback
at
geek dashpodcast.com
and Twitter
at official geek pod.
Yep.
Thank you guys very, very much for listening.
We will
catch you next time. You got a quote? What quote should we do?
Your job's a quote.
Yeah. No, you can say a quote if you want.
I don't have any.
Okay, well, do you want to do Suicide Squad quote then?
If you want to.
What was one? We're bad guys. It's what we do. No? And with a, no?
Yeah, okay.
Do a really bad one, quick. Bye, guys.